Thank you for tuning in. Hope you're having a fantastic day. First voice you hear from when you dial in, Jacob, who I don't think Jacob's run the entire show before. So, you know, who knows what's going to happen today? You never know. Once you get somebody new behind the board who is not running, doesn't know all the different different things, you know, they can get a little dicey every now and then. It's part of the fun. It's part of the fun of live radio. And so, Jacob, good job so far. So far, of course, we're only like 30 minutes in. So who knows what's going to happen the rest of the program. 770-5790, toll-free, 1-800-687-0790. We are in election season. Election season continues. We have runoff elections that are coming up. And joining me right now to talk about his campaign, and this is one of the more important elections out there that has been overshadowed by the lieutenant governor's race, by the race for attorney general. But this is just as important, in my mind, for the future of Texas and the economy and what we're dealing with, here in the state. And joining me to talk about, his campaign, Ryan Sitton, a Republican candidate for railroad commissioner. Ryan, welcome to the program. How are you? Hello, Ryan.
Can you hear me?
There we go. Okay. You're on now.
Yeah, I was going to say thank you so much for having me. It's great to be with you today.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. Tell folks, because I don't think we've had you on the show, and I don't know how many times you've made some West Texas appearances on the radio, but for those who don't know much about you, tell folks a little bit about yourself and why you decided to run for railroad commissioner.
Sure, thanks for that. Well, I grew up in Texas. Actually, grew up in the Irving area, Dallas. Went to Texas A&M, got a mechanical engineering degree, and I know I'm in Texas Tech country right now, so y'all have to forgive me for that. But got a mechanical engineering degree, went immediately into the oil and gas business, started with Oxy, then went to Marathon, and then did some independent consulting, finally started my own company in 06, and we have done business throughout the industry. In fact, I have gone in and out of the Lubbock Airport. I'm not exaggerating. Probably 100 times in my career going to the oil fields up there, to the refineries up in Borger and Dumas, Texas. So, Lubbock is long time stomping grounds for me. Lubbock and Amarillo, Midland, all of West Texas being in the oil field.
Right.
And now I'm running for railroad commissioner because I feel like it is a time with all the exciting things going on in Texas energy, is a time for us to make sure that we are out in front, that Texas is demonstrating to the rest of the country and, frankly, the rest of the world how a good regulatory agency works, how we work with industry, how we work with the people in our state, and how we serve our citizens to make sure that our ability to regulate our own industries is paramount, and we keep the federal government out of what we're doing by demonstrating good science, good methodologies. And being an engineer, being the first engineer in 50 years to serve as a railroad commissioner, I think I bring a lot to the table, and I'll be proud to do it.
Well, and you brought up the administration, all the regulatory stuff that comes into play. This is why I mentioned that this is an important race for the Texas economy going forward, because you do have an administration now, and who knows what the next administration will do, and you know, depending on who gets elected, they could be just as bad, they could be better, who knows what it's going to look like going forward. What are some of the threats you see coming down that as railroad commissioner you could help deter, you could help fix, that you really want to be in place for?
Sure. Well, you know, you've seen some recent ones with the lesser prairie chicken being listed as a threatened animal because they didn't have enough data to say that it was actually endangered, so they're trying to classify however they can. You'll see federal agencies trying to come down and look at international or global or even American regional standards, trying to apply those in a very black and white way and in a way that will limit production. So the Railroad Commission can make sure that we are, once again, out in front of those things, that we have applied the right science. We're looking at integrity programs. We're looking at production rates. We're looking at fracking. We're doing the research on water usage and water recycle by making sure that we are out in front. We've done the research, the science, that our regulations incorporate those things, that the industry is operating with confidence. That's how we make sure that if the federal agencies try to come in and say, well, you know, you need to do X, Y, or Z, we say, no, we don't. We've looked at it, we've researched it, and here's the standards that we are using, and here's why they are in front of the industry and that everyone else is following our lead. By making sure that we are technically advanced, we keep everyone else in our sights behind us. And if it comes down to an issue of jurisdiction, when the attorney general sues the federal government to to prove that we are on our jurisdiction, we, the Railroad Commission, need to be his chief technical witness, that we're making sure he's got an exceptionally good case.
Visiting with Ryan Sitton, Republican candidate for Railroad Commission. This race has come a little heated between you and your opponent, Wayne Christian. He was on this program earlier and had mentioned that, you know, there's some negative campaigning going on, but also he accused you of having a conflict of interest in this race, and that you would only be a part-time commissioner because you would have to recuse yourself because of some of your business dealings. Do you want to address any of that?
Sure, and you know, it's a shame. I guess that's where a lot of campaigns these days in politics end up, and it's disappointing when you have so many positive things going on in the industry, in our state. You want to be focused on those things, and so we do have to address it. It's a fair question. I love voters to ask you about that because I want them to have confidence in what I'm doing. I am an oil and gas engineer today, but I've committed that if I win this election, I'll end up putting my company in a blind trust and stepping away and becoming a full-time railroad commissioner. That, by the way, is the same thing that Ted Cruz did when he became a senator, Rick Perry, other governors, a lot. That's the steps people take. And I've committed to do that, and I think, unfortunately, my opponent is trying to create an issue there because he doesn't have any experience in the industry, has no knowledge about energy. So, you know, campaigning 101 is to try and turn your opponent's positives into negatives, and that's his attempt to do that. And while it's a fair question, it's disappointing that it distracts from the really key issues about what is going on and how can we serve the state the best and what are the steps forward towards energy independence. And those are things I think we need to be talking about.
Well, what does separate you and your opponent in this race, in your opinion?
Oh, you know, great question. And I'll explain it this way. You know, when you take a flight, you hop on a plane to go somewhere. If you were to ask that airline about the guys who oversee their maintenance programs, you'd ask him, you know, do they do the things to make sure that they keep my flight cost low? Are they conservative? Sure, that's great. But I really want to know that they understand maintenance programs on planes. That's what I really want to know. In this race, we're both very conservative. We have conservative backgrounds, mine in business, his serving a long time in the legislature. I believe in the sanctity of life. I believe our Second Amendment rights are crucial to protecting our freedoms. I believe in constitutional liberty and the freedoms of individuals, transparency, fiscal accountability, all the things that are quintessential conservative traits. However, those are not the things that qualify me to be your railroad commissioner. It's the fact that I've spent 20 years in the energy industry, and I'll be the first engineer to serve in a railroad commission role in 50 years. That is what's key right now, that kind of expertise to serve the state and serve her citizens as a genuine technical expert sitting on a railroad commission is crucial. And I've got that, and Wayne has no background in the industry.
Well, let me ask you about this. You know, Wayne Christian has made quite a few appearances out West Texas, out in Lubbock. How many appearances have you made out here, and has this been a strategic area for you?
Oh, sure. In fact, I have been out there, and I haven't been on probably as many radio shows. Just don't have those connections, which is, you know, we try to do that. But we've had a number of town halls out there. I've had a number of meet and greets out in Lubbock. Like I said, Midland, Lubbock, Amarillo. I've been out to those towns. I mean, between those kind of key cities out there, I would guess I've been in those cities probably 50 different times over the course of the campaign, racking up the airline miles on Southwest or the number of trips. So, yeah, I've been out there a ton.
Cool.
It's a huge area.
Well, let me ask you that. What do you hear from folks? You know, what does the average person say to you when they're looking at this race? Because let's be honest. You know, this race gets overshadowed by lieutenant governor's race. It's being overshadowed by the attorney general race. When you get to railroad commissioner, I think half the population still believes you guys are talking about actual railroads, and that you're going to be doing something with, building railroads throughout the state of Texas. So, and it's not as much oil and gas as it really is. So what does the average person have to say to you?
So you're exactly right. In fact, I will tell you, I've got the data on this because I pulled it. About 62% of voters don't know that we don't do anything with trains.
Right.
So that's the actual number. I was in Midland yesterday, and I was giving a speech to about 300 people. And when you really get down into the nitty-gritty of energy independence, the importance of our energy industry, people know how crucial that is. But they, as you said, they don't realize that the key impact the Railroad Commission has. And once you get to that point, man, they get excited. I can't tell you how many people have said, I just can't believe we haven't had an engineer as a railroad commissioner in that long. I mean, I can't believe we haven't had people that really know this industry, and they get excited about it. We talk about, you know, oil and gas reserves. We talk about current regulation. We talk about doing battle with EPA and PHMSA and Department of Transportation. I mean, people really are into it, particularly in areas like Lubbock and Amarillo and Midland and West Texas, where the industry is right there. I mean, it's in your backyard. It's such a key driver. So I've just been thrilled with the kind of excitement I get around the state, frankly.
Visiting with Ryan Sitton, you can visit his website, ryansitton.com. Ryan, we'll get you back on before Election Day. Of course, early voting is next week, so this runoff is getting heated out there. We appreciate you coming on, and we'll visit with you again before Election Day, all right?
Chad, I'm glad to do it. Thank you for having me on the show, and call me back anytime.
Sounds great. That's Ryan Sitton, running for Railroad Commissioner in the Republican primary. We'll go ahead. We'll take the break. We'll be right back here on the Chad Hastie Show.